Hey everyone, welcome back to this, I guess, week's episode of Why Is This Happening? We are on part two of Did My Dream Really Die? In the last episode, we started talking about some negatives and positives of influential decision making and mental development within us or people we knew as kids. I'm going to try to dig a little more deeper into like some of the more negative impacts that, you know, being a negative influence would have. So we got John back here with us today. Big John's here.
Hello.
So yeah, I mean, I know we left off, you know, kind of on a more better note with you talking about all the positive influences.
Yes.
The positivity you had growing up, which is crazy because I know you're much older than I am. And I've heard some horror stories from people about your age and how their upbringings were.
Oh, yeah.
I know even with me, with my age, being that there are some that could have had a positive influence. I haven't quite found anyone yet. But there were a lot of negative influences, and it really did have an effect on me. In the last episode, I did talk a little bit about how I aspired to want to be a culinary chef. I don't know what it was. It was just I wanted to do it. And I got accepted into a really good college for it. But my support I had, or the support I thought I had, told me if I could find my own way out to the college to tour it, then I could do it. And that's not the answer I was looking for. Like, it would have been my first time across country, and I didn't want to take that trip on my own. So
that's a valid point.
I felt like it just crushed my dream at that point. And don't get me wrong, I love the job I have. Like,
I think if it was meant to be, you would have found somebody else to go with you.
But at the time, it was just difficult because
it may have been difficult, but the bottom line is this. Most people that do something, especially if they do something unique or special, mm-hmm. would have found a fucking way no matter what it took. That's what makes them superstars and, you know.
But even superstars have had struggles.
Oh.
Like everyone in life has struggles.
Absolutely.
It's a matter of how much positive influence they've had. Compared to the negative influence. And with me, like, looking at all the negativity I've had in my life, the negativity I'm currently enduring in my life, I always try to look for a positive. Like, was there a reason that I couldn't do that? Like, what was the true reason? You know, positive influence really is critical. But a lot of what I kind of researched and looked into was, you know, starting a journal, ask yourself things like, what's stopping me? Why do I believe what's being told to me? Most times, this type of thinking really does stem from childhood, where a kid who isn't good at something is told they should give up. And that creates setbacks and can create a fear of trying again. And for me, it was a lot of that. Like, it was so easy to quit something when it got hard. Like, I went for a job interview one time, and I thought the interview went well. There was some negative feedback I got, but it wasn't anything crucial. But because of that little bit of negativity, it just sat with me. And I was like, okay, well, that was bad. So I just give up trying to chase a really, really, really good job and just settle for something that isn't so negatively impacted, and it just creates that mental thought process that, you know, if you have more of positive influence in your life than you do negative, would the positive outweigh the negative? And
I think no.
No? You don't think the positive could outweigh the negative?
Believe it or not, I wanted to be an artist.
Okay.
I went to college. I got my degree in art. So all the positive reinforcement in the world didn't make me a great artist.
So where do you think, you know, you feel the dream could have died? Like, did the dream die for you?
I let it die.
You let it die. Wow. Okay, so that's a whole different
You know what happened? Life.
Yeah.
You know what life is?
So
that's the shit that happens while you're making other plans.
So that's part of a lot of negative thinking. And a lot of that comes with, you know, parents having kids for the first time.
It's one
of the parents needs to be able to stay home to take care of the kid. Now that creates a setback. And instead of trying to figure out more of a positive, now they're looking at a crutch. And that creates more negative thinking, like, oh, I can't have that dream that I wanted because now I have to do something else. It's still possible to be able to have the dream that you wanted and chase after the dream you wanted. And hypothetically, it'd be equivalent to you're trying to start a fire and the fire is going out. What do? You're going to search for kindling. You're going to search for logs. But you don't always seem to find the best ones within a few feet of your campfire. So you need to search more. You need to go out into the woods more. And like you were saying earlier, like, I could have reached out. And, you know, looking back now, I could have probably reached out and found someone to go with me to college. But right. I didn't think to go far enough into the woods to be able to look for that kindling to keep that fire inside me lit. I let it die out. I felt like right. I let it die out. And
you did, because that's what happens. You go as far as you feel the inspiration and the effort to go. And when you get to the limit where you decided you don't want to go any further, you've made the decision.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like if I just wandered in the woods a little bit farther, I could have found better kindling for the fire. And looking now in life and talking with everyone throughout social media and seeing the struggles everyone's going with, like, because of the things that I endeared, I'm able to use what I've learned throughout my life to better be more impactful positively in someone else's life. And it really helps, as you've seen in the last two episodes, where, you know, we talked a little bit about bullying and racism. We talked about huge mental health issues that we tackle, as far as, you know, it's okay as a guy to have depression and be able to openly talk about it. But what wasn't okay was the people you talk to about it and how they can use that against you. Like, in life, we all need to be able to support each other.
I think if somebody's using things that you've said to them against you in a negative fashion, you're talking to the wrong people.
Right, but you don't know that until it's too late. So my point is, we as the broken need to be able to be there for each other. Like they said in High School Musical, we're all in this together. And it's never a one-person battle. There's people out there. There's going to be that connection you find with someone. I strongly believe in the phrase trauma bonding.
See, I came from
And I was raised in trauma bonding. I'm in the military where we trauma bond over everything. And people have said so many negative things about the phrase trauma bonding. But for me, it's more of a positive because now we can sit there and we can talk about and let our emotions come out. And now we've found that better kindling farther into the woods over this experience that we had, which people call trauma bonding.
See, I grew up in a generation where you didn't talk to anybody. You were a man. You handled it, and that was it. There was no touchy-feely, sing-songy trauma bonding.
Right.
You took it like a man, and that was it.
Right. So we went over the stigmatisms in last week's episode with men and mental health. We're going to keep it on the subject this week of kids. You know, as being a parent of a few kids, each kid develops mentally different.
Sure.
And we need to be able to, as parents, understand that we need to, no matter how hard things get for us, no matter how hard things are going for the kids, we still need to bring some sort of positive impact.
Oh, yeah.
The second we start introducing negativity to them mentally, like, go quit. Yeah, go quit. It's okay to quit.
I don't find that to be negative. Go quit. I think the implication is more for the child to be allowed to address their feelings.
Right. And I'm not saying the kid can't address their feelings. What I'm saying is the point I'm making is simply, if my son came to me and wanted to build an electric car, which we have done, and he quits because he can't figure out how to get two pieces to fit, and he says it's hard, and he doesn't understand this, I'm not going to tell him, okay, go ahead, you can quit, that's fine. I'm going to encourage him and build him up so that he can do that, so that he can see the success in what he's doing.
How do you feel?
So, yeah, it's just, you know, important as a parent, like, if a kid's struggling with something, we don't just take it over.
No, I understand that. I agree.
I mean, we need to be able to help build them up and guide them to the tools and the materials. It would almost be like building a house, essentially. Like, you don't want to build it exactly for them the way you want it.
No, you want to teach them how to build.
Right. You want to show them the tools necessary and allow them to build their own house the way they want. So by doing that, that can really help alleviate a lot of the CPTSD that we end up dealing with, like, as we get older. And without being shown how to get those proper tools and get the materials that we need to build our house, without, you know, walking a little farther out into the woods to get better kindling, to keep that fire inside us going, we tend to just give up. If things aren't just handed to us, we give up. And
some people do, and some people don't.
Yeah, and that's not the mindset that we need and everything. But, crap, I'm starting to run out of time. You know, we will pick up in the next episode. We're going to wrap up in the next episode, obviously. But, you know, I really do appreciate you guys for listening, and I know it's a lot. You know, but just straight disclaimer, I'm not a medical professional. I'm not a psychologist. Yeah. You know, I don't proclaim to be one. I'm just here trying to raise awareness and help people within this series, gain the tools needed. You know, if you're ever struggling with mental health, if you ever feel depressed, you know, you're not alone. I do have a 988 number you can call. I can try to look one up for internationally if it helps. The 988 number currently is for the United States. It is the suicide prevention line. My phone number is also available in my last podcast. If anyone needs to reach out and talk. All right. Have a blessed night.